Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short the vibe.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'ma touch some place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, that'll make your ass come off top. I'ma speak the word, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This your boy, Cash, chilling as usual. What's going on with you? Look, so what's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. Just chilling as usual. Ah, another day. Happy Tuesday. How your day been going so far, sweetheart?
Slow motion.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Well, you know how we do on these Tuesdays. Kick back. Throw all the bullshit out the window. At least for a couple of hour and a half. Let's have a little fun.
Sounds like a plan.
That's how it always works, but you know how we do it. Hopefully everything work out, and then we're going to do what we're going to do. But I check this out. We're going to go to song. We'll be right back, man. We get the show underway.
Yeah.
Don't y'all love that song, Janine with your late ass, but nevertheless.
I do love that song.
You got to get it together, baby. Where you been?
I was helping my son with his homework. Thank you.
Man, y'all are, oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. It's so hard to get good help these days.
Really?
So. What's going on for the week, y'all? I mean, we have a little fun. Hey, a shout out to everybody that came to the Ivanhoe reunion. Hey, it was a blessing. We had fun. Seen a lot of people I ain't seen in a very, 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 very long time. Had a ball. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Ken folks. Man, it you know what? Before I even get the name, and it is too many people to name, but everybody came and represented. We had a ball. It was great.
I mean, what was it in? In all the rubble? Did they clear it out?
Oh, you didn't go there, did you?
I mean, I haven't seen it in a long time. I didn't know if they had cleared it out. I knew they had tore everything down, but I didn't know if they had cleared all the rubble.
Hold on, man. You know, we don't play about that now. We don't play about the Ivanhoe thing. We don't play about that, man.
Oh,
it was
goodness.
At Tarleton Park. We had,
a
good turnout. Yes, we have the Tarleton every year. It was a good turnout. We had fun, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, it was peaceful. No drama. Everybody have fun. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, seen people you ain't seen in years. People who was enemies. You seen people that who were enemies back in the day. you know, hugging and jiving and joking and laughing. It was a good vibe, you know what I'm saying? Everybody got a chance to, you know, it was a good feeling. It was a good feeling. I'm glad I went. I'm glad I went.
Oh, that's good.
Right, right, right. And with that being said, you know, we was, you know, I ran into a couple of people, and, you know, I got some good, you know, good feedback, good friends. Like I said, man, hopefully, you know, tonight we had a little poetry or something coming our way. But before we even get in that, I had a question, man. Like, a question was brought to me today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, female, she said that she's trying to, you know, she's trying to figure out. She said she's alone now. She said she's alone. And she said the reason that she is alone is because by her having the job that she has a real dominant demeanor.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And she says she admit that she do have a habit of bringing that home.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, you know, I guess ex-dude couldn't deal with it, you know. But my thing is, like, to the ladies, I'm asking, you know, I mean, when, you know, you work in the corporate world, you know, and it takes, you know, it takes balls. It takes big balls to work in that corporate world. You know, you got to be strong. You got to be assertive. You can't be a pushover. At no point in time can you be a pushover, you know. So now, when you come home, do you bring that same demeanor home with you, or do you know how to shut it off? Do you know how to shut it off and say, okay, I'm home, time for me to be wifey? Can you shut that off? Can you shut that dominant demeanor off at any point in time? I mean, well, I'm not going to say any point in time, but after the 8 hours, or 8, 10, 12, or whatever hours you got to go through, can you shut that dominant demeanor off?
I mean, you can, but there are always going to be some days that you take work home, because, hell, sometimes you work from home. You know what I mean? There's something that couldn't get done, and, you know, it interferes with your house life, you know, the life at home. So, I mean, there are times where, you know, you need to turn it off. I'm going to say it like that. You need to turn it off. You can't be that way 24/7. It's mentally draining. And so you hope that you have a certain lifestyle at home that will help you relieve that stress and to bring you down a notch. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
You just can't carry that with you all day and be aggressive all day and be assertive all day and be, I mean, I know eventually that becomes a part of you, but, you know, when you're at home, you should be able to be yourself and be, you know, do things that's relieving your stress, not adding to it.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you come home with that I'm that bitch mentality?
Now, that's just not me. I don't think I've ever acted like that. Like, even if I was CEO of the company, I don't think I would come home and be like, motherfucker, I'm CEO. You know what I'm saying? I'm the CEO, and motherfucker, don't talk to you. Who the hell are you talking to? I mean, to me, it's just about respecting one another. As long as, you know, we respect one another, it shouldn't be no problem what title I have or what title he has. You know what I mean?
Okay. I mean, now, let me ask you another question. Now, when it comes to the bedroom,
mm-hmm.
Are you going to be like, whatever you like, or you're gonna be like, look, nigga, come on, get this pussy, and because I got something else I got to do.
Well, that could go both ways. I mean, because really, like I said, if there are times like where you have, you do have like an emergency, and more than likely, she didn't let you know anyway. You know what I'm saying? But you might say, well, hey, I still, you know, want to do something. So she might do a little quickie or something, but, you know, it ain't like, well, hurry up, motherfucker, or nothing like that.
I mean, because if you, like, if you get over in the doggy style position and you still got the motherfucking laptop in front of you talking about, come on, I got to hurry up and fix
like
this.
That.
I'm just saying, but you got some people to do it. You know what I'm saying? Now, I mean, shit, I'm going to have an attitude. I'm like, fuck you. Fuck you. I'm not, I don't even want to fuck you now.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I'm just like, okay, well, liquor store, what about you? How you feel about that?
I don't know. I mean, I don't personally, I don't work in a corporate situation, but I do work in a place where sometimes I have to, you know, I have to be dominant or aggressive or, you know what I'm saying, speak up for myself, or hold my own ground. I mean, in some situations, for some people, you know, maybe they take it home because the person at home, you know, requires them to be that way. You know, sometimes the person at home is not the most gentle person or, you know, the most understanding person or, you know, not the type of person who cares about how your day went. So it's hard to cut that off, you know, because if you
okay.
don't have the person that... Mm-hmm.
No, no, go ahead. Go ahead. Finish.
I was just going to say, you know, if you don't have... If you don't have the type of person at home that, you know, might ask about your day or might give a fuck, you know, then sometimes you do still... feel like you have to, you know, be dominant or, you know, maybe not dominant, but just a little bit more aggressive. Like you can't be a soft-hearted person because they don't have any compassion for you. So you do, you know what I'm saying? You do bring that home. And it's not
okay.
intentional.
Okay, can I play devil's advocate for a second? Now, I hear what you're saying. You're saying that if this person, but have you ever thought about that? You're not the, not, I mean, not you per se, but, I mean, have you ever thought about that you may not be the most nice person in the world when you come home? You know, if you bring that home with you, if you bring it home with you and you walk in the door throwing shit and slinging shit, talking about this, that, and the other, man, fuck this shit, and who, you know, and you, I'm not going to say much to you. I'm going to look at you like you're crazy. You know, I will look at you like, yeah, all right, fuck what you talking about. You know what I'm saying? I ain't dealing with it.
I was going to say something about that, too. Sometimes, you know, being the nice guy don't get you nowhere either. So, you know, it kind of depends on, you know, who you in a relationship with, you know. Because sometimes you can be just as, you know, sweet and gentle-natured as you want to be, but you still don't get compassion from your significant other. So, you know, I don't think sometimes it might not even have anything to do with where you work or what you go through while you're at work. Sometimes it has a lot to do with the person and the relationship that you're in.
No. Okay, well, I mean, that could be the case. But now, hold on. Now, you know what? And I think I'm going to play this little thing, this little excerpt I had, you know. And the thing about women and being that bitch. Now, you know, I've played it on the show before, but I'm going to play it again. And I just want, because, you know, I've been talking about this as of late, well, the last couple of days. So, I mean, I'm going to play this, and then I want to see what y'all, you know, we get back to it.
You spend all your money on a woman, feel that she's worth it. A bitch will spend all your money and think that she deserves it. A woman will hold you down, make you feel like you're on top of the world. She should put everything in front of you, such as fashion, the clubs, or her girls. When a woman make love, she uses her mind, body, and soul. Bitches just fuck. Her emotions are cold. A woman wants her man to be the king and will help him maintain that title at all costs. A bitch will degrade you quick. She wants the title of boss. I will buy jewels for a woman as if she was the queen, and I keep a bitch iceless. Reason being, a bitch is too expensive, but a woman is priceless.
Ladies, now, let me ask you. Do you want to be the boss? Do you want that boss title?
No.
Okay. Now you don't. Okay, look, so you say you don't want the boss title, but let me, like I said, I'm just asking, do you carry yourself like you the boss of the house?
When it's necessary, yes. But other, like just on an everyday basis, no.
Okay, so, okay, when is it necessary? When is it necessary for you to sit there? I mean, well, I'm not saying sit there, but when is it necessary for you to just, like, okay, I'm taking over?
In a situation where maybe you're the sole provider, you know what I'm saying? Maybe you're in a situation where he ain't working or he can't work or whatever the case, and, you know, it's kind of like, you know, shit has to get done, and you're not necessarily taking the steps to do it, so I have to step up. But I would not necessarily be that way toward him. I would be that way toward whatever circumstance we were facing, not necessarily toward the man I'm with.
Okay. I mean, what you say, Janae?
No, I was gonna say, I don't know. I think what I consider being a boss to me is somebody at work being a boss. I don't want to be the boss at home. If I have to be the boss at home, that means the person I'm with is not being the boss. You see what I'm saying? They're not taking care of or being in charge of the things that they need to be in charge of. So I think when a woman says she's the boss at home, maybe she just has to be the boss. I mean, you have some men that they don't want to deal with none of the stuff, household stuff, no bills, none of that. They want the woman to take care of all that. And so sometimes a woman will feel like, oh, well, I got to do all this, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to go to work, I got to cook, got to clean, got to do this. Well, shit, I'm doing everything. And see, that's how they start to think. So now they feel like, well, I'm the one in charge.
Okay. All right, well, let me ask you this. Okay, let's just say the electric bill due. Now, mm-hmm. I give you the money to go pay the electric bill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, this is the consistent basis. Now, I don't go pay it, but I give you the money every month to pay it. Do you feel like, okay, you know,
mm-hmm.
like, okay, I mean, I'm like, well, shit. I mean, do you feel like, well, shit, motherfucker, I'm going to pay it, so fuck what you're talking about. I'm the one that's going down there. Or do you feel like, okay, he gave me the money, you know, he doing
no,
his part.
No, I mean, nah, he's contributing. So there's
he's
no
contributing. That's
who cares who actually delivers the money? You know what I'm saying? That part is irrelevant.
Oh, you got,
in comparison
you got something that cares. You got something that says shit like that. Like, well, I go down there, I pay it now, all this shit. I mean, you got
well,
a
mean,
lot.
You
got
a
lot.
You got men that do that too. You got men that are like that too. I know personally.
Mm-mm. You can't tell me. I'm not going to say shit. If you gave me the money to pay the bill, I'm not going to say shit because, first of all, I feel bad that you had to give me the money and I'm down there having to pay the bill. Nah, I'm not.
Mm-mm. Well, me personally, I don't care who physically takes the money to the bill place. That part is irrelevant. You know, what if our schedules are conflicting? What if I have to work at the certain, you know what I'm saying? I'm at work before the place closes or whatever, and you're the one that's at home. As long as the money is there, I don't care how it physically gets to the bill place. It could be me, it could be you, it could be the mail, it could be online. I don't give a shit how it makes it there. You know, the difference is, are you contributing? Or, you know, how did the bill get paid, you know? And if you're contributing and I'm contributing, then there is no I'm the boss, you the bitch. We're running a household like we're supposed to.
Okay. Well, now, now you said you know some men that will be like, well, I had to go down there and pay it. I mean, really? I can't see no man just like, well, what the fuck are you talking about? Shit, I walked down there. I'm the one that went down there to pay the bill.
Yes, it is. And they've been sitting on their ass all day and ain't been doing shit. And what we try to do is, as women, we give you that leeway. And I know people come in on the end of the whole situation between, you know, two people. That's because she didn't get tired. You see what I'm saying? And after a while, some men just get comfortable with sitting around. Well, hell, she making enough money, she can pay all the rent, all the bills by herself.
You know what?
Because I send you to go pay the bill, you doing something, or you know maybe you cook dinner here and there. That's supposed to release the fact that I'm doing everything.
Not at all. I know y'all say that I'm always woman bashing, or I'm always on the man's side, but I'm sorry. If a man sits there and play that Xbox all day, PlayStation or whatever the case is, and he don't want to get off his ass and do nothing. And then my question is, why keep him around? I mean, if he's just sitting there, I mean, literally.
Everybody goes through down and out paths. You know what I'm saying? Now, if he's just somebody that ain't never worked and you just with him, I don't know why people do that. But I'm talking about somebody who, like, lost their job or something. And you know how some people get comfortable with not working? You know, and then they get into that rut where I can't find no job. And I can't. That don't mean you give up and stop trying.
I agree with you 110%.
And really, part of it is the woman's fault. Because we enable, we a lot of times enable men, you see what I'm saying, to do exactly what we don't want them to do. So they sitting at home, they not, you know, they playing the video games. How the hell they get the new game? We done bought them the new video game. We didn't gave them some money because we don't want them, you know, they going to play poker with their friends, but we don't want them to be the only ones broke and don't have no money. You know,
well, hold on.
To be there for them. Mm-hmm.
Hold on now. I just want to throw a public service announcement out there. WrestleMania 2K15 comes out August 28th. You know, if motherfuckers feel like they want to buy that for me. You know, I would greatly appreciate it. You know, WrestleMania 2K15. I still got the regular Xbox, so you ain't even got to do nothing fancy for me. Just thought I'd throw that out there. WrestleMania 2K15 comes out August 28th. Oh, okay. Back to our regularly scheduled program.
Well, I mean, maybe in a situation like that, that's when she do come home from work and she still has that work mentality because, you know, he's not contributing. He's not contributing and he don't give a fuck. And so when she comes home from work being the boss, she still got to be the boss at home because, hell, she don't have no support.
And to me, I don't consider that being a boss. I'm just fucking angry, okay? Shit, I'm tired. I done worked all day. I want to come home sometimes and relax. I don't want to have to come home all the time, every day. Shit ain't done. And you know how I say, ain't nothing's been done to the house. You know, you could at least, and I'm not even saying every day. I'm not saying every day. Well, one day, you know, be courteous enough to say, you know, she'd have been at work all day. And more than likely, we didn't talk. You knew I had a hard day today. But you didn't even consider, take into consideration, maybe I didn't feel like come home and cook. It's just like, well, she'll cook some more. She'll do some more. She'll pick some up, you know, or something like that.
Okay. All right,
what happens is the woman starts to feel like she's being used, and then that's when you get into, if he only with me for my money. You see what I'm saying? Then that's when it becomes about the money.
Okay. All right, so now let's talk about the men. What about the men? The men who have to go through that. I mean, mm-hmm. The men that work all day, and, you know, he comes home and she ain't clean no house. She ain't cook no dinner. She ain't did shit. Man, she don't even want to give you no pussy like you want it. Because, I mean, my thing is this. Now, I figure, hell, if I done cooked, I mean, if I done got up, went to work, paid all the bills, did this, did that, and I can't get a little taste, little nothing. Come on, man. You sitting there talking about you tired? Tired from what? The fuck is you tired from? Shit. Well, you talking about the reality shows on? Bad Girls Club on. Love and Hip Hop Atlanta on. That, man, fuck this. I mean, because me personally, a lot of people, you know, now, and I'm not going to say, I'm going to say this as far as, like, people I know. A lot of people stray away from their relationships because of simple shit. And people are always like, oh, every man is a dog, every man is a hoe. No, I mean, we look for the same thing that y'all look for. We look for that nurturing. We want to have that feeling of love, too. And you walk in the house and shit, ain't you know, motherfucker, well, where you going? I'm my sister here, or my brother here, or, you know, my mama came over. Damn, so you just saying fuck my day. Like, just like you said, you come home and you talk about you had a hard day at work. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I'm supposed to be understanding of that, but damn, you can't understand that I had a hard day at work. You want to sit here and talk shit, and then you on the phone sounding like Smokey Mama on Friday. Yeah, girl, yes, I did. Yes, I did tell him. Yes, I did. Bitch, really? You ain't see me walk through the door? You ain't see me dragging through this motherfucking door? I'm working on this blistering-ass sun or this frigid-ass temperatures, and all you doing is looking at me talking about, yeah, he here, I'm going to call you back. You know, you get, like, you mad. You mad because he didn't came in, because he didn't interrupt your conversation. And I ain't going to lie, I'll stand right in front of you like, hello? Damn, bitch, you don't see me right here? So, I mean, why do women do that?
Women just get some lazy, some learned it. That's the way they grew up. I don't know. Some are just... But one thing I have to say, I mean, some men want their woman at home, but that's usually if kids are involved. There are some men who still want that aspect of the woman being at home, but I'm sure if she at home and not working, they at least expect dinner, you know what I'm saying, the house to be clean, the kids to be taken care of. you know, because, I mean, really, by the time kids in school, I understand when the kids are younger, but by the time the kids in school, hell, they ain't doing shit. And people could say all they want to house or being at home or at home mother is a job. That is not the same type of job because you get many breaks, okay?
Right. And I agree.
Being an at home mother, you don't have to clean constantly all day. That is not, you know what I'm saying? A job, you're working all day. You know, you get your hour lunch and, you know, you get a couple of breaks here and there. But you can sit down for 4 hours if you want to, you know, at home, kids at school. You know, it's really only going to take you, what, 2 hours? You ain't like you're going to clean the house every day. You see what I'm saying? You know,
you might do some
dishes and stuff like that.
Okay, well, hold on. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Zach, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
And how are you?
I'm good. Who is this? Everybody to know. What's your name?
You can call me Keita for right now. But I'm just amazed. I'm confused. Real quick. Why, ladies, this is for you all. Why is it when, I've been listening to the whole conversation, now when Zach said, why do a man do this or that, why is it that you all ran down a whole list of why the man is a bum and sit on the couch and stuff, and never been a man a day in your life? But when he said, why do women do, all we hear over here is crickets. We are women, and we should be addressing these problems. Why do we do it?
Well, I don't do it, so that's why I can't really say it.
It's not that.
I really don't know why
This is interesting, but how is it that you know why a man does it and you've never been a man? But just a second ago, you said from a woman's point of view, that was speaking as all women. This is a woman's issue.
Okay, but if a woman can't understand the concept of why another woman would ignore her man after coming home from work, then there is nothing that we can say. I don't understand that concept. She hasn't been taught to be a lady. That's what's wrong with her.
We know what's wrong with her. She's lazy. She's trifling. She hasn't been taught. Something is wrong, and we know what it is. And we have to address it. At some point in time, we have to address it. We can't know that the man, he's a dog, he's a hoe, he's this, he's that. I mean, we had all kind of solutions to their problem. And ain't never been a man. What is our solution?
Okay, the reason being is because why
is it that you don't do it? Why you don't sit on the couch all the time? Maybe that will uplift her.
Huh?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You said
This is to the young lady who said, I don't do it. I said, well, what would you tell the woman who does it? We need to uplift these women so these women can stand in place to be women again. That's what's wrong. Why you got these men sitting on the couches playing the video game? Because no one is reaching out to them, telling them they should be doing something different.
I'm not that way. I can only speak from a woman who's been with a man. I've never been with another woman, so I can't answer why a woman would sit her, you know what I'm saying, who would do that. I can't answer that question.
You are a woman, dear.
Yes, I am, but I am the type of woman who respects my man in every aspect of my relationship, so I don't understand the concept
of a woman who doesn't. Why do you do that, honey? How do you know how to do that?
I mean, like you said, it's second nature to me. I mean, like you said, I'm going to treat a man the way I would want a man to treat me. So, I mean, I don't understand the concept of why a woman would blatantly disrespect a man. I don't get that. I don't understand it.
Don't do it.
The concept is out of my realm.
Okay, Keita, let me ask you, what do you think it is? What do you think that it is that the women, why women treat a man like he's not, you know, like he's not there? What is your take on it?
In some situations, a lot of these young ladies haven't been taught. if you don't know any better, you can't do better. So it comes from their, sometimes it comes from them, their upbringing, their environment. That's why I was asking her, how did she learn, how did it become her second nature? Who does she look up to? Who does she see do this? This is learned behavior. But if it wasn't a man in the house to love on, then that woman or that young lady don't know how to love a man. Who taught her how? If it's not a father in the house, how is she even, who, she just see a man coming in the house. This is not her father, so her father is not teaching her this love, and then this man leaves. So this is what she's seeing. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay, I'm understanding the concept. I'm understanding the concept you're saying. Well, okay,
it's
like so
behavior.
Now,
so you see a woman that's not about shit, then uplift her. Tell her you try cooking for your man. Try cleaning. It's nothing wrong with uplifting the next woman and telling her that she needs to do these things. We all have a female friend that we know. It's slacking. So speak up and say something. If you got a homeboy that sits on the damn Xbox all day and y'all have some boys that sit on the Xbox all day, say something to him because maybe he haven't been taught. He don't know any better.
Okay, now.
So,
all right.
I have a friend.
Yeah.
Let me say this. I have a friend.
A 20-year-old man.
I have a friend who is nasty and trifling. And her man evidently is okay with this because she's been nasty and trifling since we've been teenagers, since I've known her. So I can tell her she's nasty all day long. That's her life. And for me to try to change who she is now, she's in her 40s. If you don't know by now that the way you live is nasty, you got maggots coming out your garbage can that's been sitting on your floor for 5 days. I'm not about to sit here and talk to no grown-ass woman to tell her that you need to take your fucking trash out when you got a grown motherfucking man living in your house with you.
Good point. Now, I will say that. I can't say that. Now, if I walk in my partner's house, and it's maggots and all that shit at the garbage. And, you know, like you say, we sitting there drinking a beer or something, and I'm looking at him. I mean, the first thing I'm going to do is look at him like, damn, dog, why you ain't take the garbage out?
All right.
You know? So,
are you going to ask him why he, you wouldn't say why you didn't take that garbage out or what's going on with them maggots? You wouldn't address that problem.
No, I would ask him. I'd be like, damn, dog, why you ain't take your garbage out? Well, dog, you need to take this garbage out. I would honestly say that. I mean, and anybody that know me know that my mouth, my mouth is like a pipe bomb.
I'm not going to say good. Maggie's coming out that garbage can. But I have to tell you to take the garbage out?
Some people haven't been taught by us, like us, so we have to be out there like that, so they won't do better unless they know better, and I go right back to that. So
She grew up like that. She grew up with rats and mice in her house, and that's exactly how she grew up. But evidently, she has accepted that way of life for herself.
Because if that's my friend and I've been over her house and her house is trifling, okay, so she's been over my house and she's seen that my house ain't trifling. You can see the difference. You can't tell a grown person what they already know. You know what I'm saying? You know that the difference between nasty and cleanliness. You're not stupid. You made a choice. You choose to live that way. She learned to live that way.
She lived that way all her life. She learned to live that way. And I'm more like Zach. I'm going to speak my mind. So if I go over to my friend's house and she like that, I need to know, why are you living like this? What is the problem? What is going on with you? I mean, can you get cleaning supplies? I would be trying to figure out the problem. I just don't like seeing nobody around me fall by the wayside, not on something that I could have inspired them or taught them about.
When does that come to them using you, though? Because that same friend who you try to be there for, not trying to tell them what to do, per se, to change, you know, however they want to decide they want to live their life, but every month they bill getting cut off. Every month they water getting cut off. So you trying to catch them a few little dollars here and there to keep their stuff on.
Oh, see, no.
When does that come to the point? See, exactly. When does it come to the point where, okay, now this, you just using me. You know what you need to do, but you got money to buy the weed and shit like that. So some people just accept the way that they live.
Okay.
You know that saying they say, give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day. You teach him how to fish, he'll eat for a lifetime. I'm not giving my friends no damn money to pay their bills because they always going to look at me to help pay their bills. I'm going to give them an application and push them in that right direction.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm going to say it like this. I'm a mother of three. My job is to teach my children how not to do that. My job is not to teach another grown woman how to live her life. My job is to teach my children so that they don't grow up that way. And that's what you said, you know what I'm saying? It's a learned behavior. I can't teach a grown woman how to be a grown woman. My job is to teach my children how to be grown people, how to, you know, how not to live that way. I don't have time, you know, unless I am an advocate or, you know what I'm saying, a mediator of some sort, and that's the hell I do for a living. My job is not to teach another grown woman how to be a grown woman. Because it seems like to me, the more
you try to teach them or uplift them or whatever, the more they push you away. That's what I've noticed. They feel like you're trying to tell them what to do. Hell, I could come bring her man. I could have came and brought her man some applications because he ain't worked in 10 years. Yes.
Oh, no,
yes.
Not bring her man. No. Not bring her man. No application.
Yeah,
She got to get her own man his application. Not her man, your friend.
I had dogs and stuff passed back, and I could have told her about them and stuff like that. She works. She takes care of the kids. You know, he sits at home, but he got all the new video games. He got the Jordans. He got all that stuff, but y'all license stuff can't get paid. And this is the type of stuff I'm talking about. You can't just, I don't know. It's not about uplifting because then they think if you people all in their business, you can't even say nothing to her about him or the way she lives because she gets upset. She gets upset and then she pushes you away.
And really, birds of a feather flock together. So if I'm hanging with a trifling bitch, and in essence, I'm a trifling bitch too. So I'm not going to have friends that are like that because that's not how I am. So I don't even want to be, you know what I'm saying? I can't be cool with you if you sitting around stinking and the house is stinking and this and that. I'm not. We don't have anything in common. And I'm not going to be caught out there, you know what I'm saying, with that birds of a feather concept. My friends, if I had any, would be people who, you know what I'm saying, who live their lives in a similar way that I do. I'm not going to
Hold on. With that being said, I mean, because you have I have childhood friends.
She was my childhood friend, so I can't say that. I'm not going to just throw her by the wayside. I'm not gonna throw none of my friends by the wayside
because of their living. I mean, if we done been through the trenches, I'm talking about we done been from 5 years old. We done been from 5 years old to 40 years old. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna
But can you honestly say that over the years you have been separated a little bit? Like, not to say that you threw them to the side, you threw them to the curb, and you start fucking with them all together. But that's not a person whose house you go over every weekend or who is with you all the time or, you know what I'm saying? That's a person where
you
y'all are still cool and
you still hang out. Hold on. Yeah, I will still hang out with them. I will hang out with them. And, hey, I mean, if we kick it, we kick it. Now, I won't sit at your house. If I feel like, okay, your house is trifling, your house is dirty, no, I'm not going to sit at your house every day. I'm not going to sit at your house. We might sit outside, you know. I might not walk in your house or nothing like that. But I'm not going to just be like, you know what, since you're living this type of life, I'm not fucking with you. No, I'm not going to be that type of person, because at the end of the day, I mean, yeah, we chose different paths in life, but you still my friend, you know? I mean, you chose a, and, you know, and a lot of times, and in a lot of situations, I have been that one to try to say, okay, let me try to grab my partner and pull them up with me, you know? And like Janine said, well, hell, motherfucker, I don't need you to pull me up to do shit. I'm my own man. I can do what I want to do. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And on that note, I'm not finna sit here and get into no fight with you. I'm not going to sit there and argue with you. I'm not finna fuss with you, because it's not, at the end of the day, it's not worth it. I mean, I've been in situations where I have opened my mouth, and we done damn near went to blows, because I'm bluntly honest. I'm like, well, motherfucker, you shouldn't be doing this. And this motherfucker looking at me like, who the fuck are you?
With that person, did it change anything? Like, did they start to come around or see your point of view, or did they continue to walk on the same path that they were on before y'all had fallen out?
But you know what? In some cases, they walked in the same, they did the same damn thing, and in some cases, they changed. But you know what the thing about it is with me is that I can say I tried. You know, I don't want, if anything happened to that person, I can say I tried. Now, I'm not finna go to the end of time trying to do this. I'm not going to my grave trying to change you. Now, whatever I tried to do and you didn't do it, I mean, if you said, fuck you, man, I'm going to live this way, then, yeah, I'm going to cry at your funeral, and when I get to the casket, I'm going to tell you, I told you that I was going to fuck you up.
One of the young ladies had asked, like, when was enough enough? It all goes on the personal base of how much you can take. Like he said, he's not going to the end of times, and it just depends on how much you can take. But he made a good point. It is as long as you say something to them, because that's just like people say stuff to me and give me advice, whatever. It don't mean that I'm going to immediately apply it to my life, but at some point in time, I might apply it to my life, and I think back to that person's like, they told me this or that, and that be the whole point, as long as you educate somebody on it and make them knowledgeable of their surroundings of a better way than you did your job, and then wash your hands of it. That's the type of person I am. I'm going to tell you my limit is 3. If I done told you 3 times, and I'm not telling you no more. I done already done it. So some will listen, some won't. Some will apply right now, some will apply later. But that's how I give out advice.
Some people don't want your advice. I mean, some people you come across and they really like, you know, they don't want to hear what you have to say because they've made up their own mind. So it's like they're not going to appreciate it. They're not necessarily going to appreciate what you start to do. Because some people feel like your advice is wanted when it's elicited, not when you think that there's a problem. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes the person, like with me, I was talking to my sister the other day, and my sister was telling me some truth. She was telling me some truth. A lot of the times, people cannot handle the truth, so they react a different ways, and that's how they act out. They lash out instead of absorbing the information, and they feelings get hurt. I mean, you gotta expect that. That's human emotions, though. So, I mean, everybody not gonna accept information the same. Some accept it with a smile on face, and some accept it with a frown. But they heard it, and that's the point, is that you told them. When it all boiled down to it, no matter how pissed off they get or how happy they get, they heard it and you told them.
I can agree with that. And I mean, because you got a lot of people like what Janine said. If old girl came from roaches and rats and that's what she adapted to, you know, her going over there, hell, she can go over there with bleach, iron saw, a mop, a broom, motherfucking dust buster, and everything else. If she's like, well, this is just the way I want to live, then you can give her all that in the world. And it's not gonna do a bit of good. Now, Keita, you know where we come from. You know what I'm saying? You know the surroundings we embarked in, you know? And, you know, we've seen some people say they're going to get their life together. And we've seen some people that said, hell, we've seen some people at the reunion alone and was just like, wow, you know. You know, and it's just like.
You know what, maybe I feel differently because, honest to goodness, I mean, I don't have those childhood type of friends. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? I don't. And that's a whole different, you know, story or conversation or whatever, but I don't have that. You know what I'm saying? I moved around or whatever, and I don't have those type of people that, you know, I seen when we was kids and I seen when we was teenagers and I seen when we was adults, and I still am cool with those people. So maybe I just, you know, I don't have that situation, so maybe I just can't really, you know, understand. I don't have that.
Well, I mean, okay, that's understandable, but I do have those. I do have those, and like I said, Keita, I'm pretty sure it was some people you seen that you looked at Saturday like, wow, I used to be cool with that person. And it was like, because I know it was a couple that was there that I was like, damn, that was my dog. You know, like, you never grew up. It's like some people just never grew up. And Janine, when you talk about your friend, it's like, okay, you know, we childhood friends, but this is just what you wanted to do. So, I mean, I think we all saying the same thing. It's just like, okay, I mean, it's only so much you can do.
True.
Yeah, because she look at me like I'm crazy because I'm jumping and shit. I got to go. I can't sit here.
Yeah,
like
she's been seriously, seriously adapted to that.
Yeah.
That is behavior. That's the way that she was raised. No, little bit at a time, but it's going to be hard for her to break out of that. I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Just a story.
Right, because now, here's the thing. I've seen you. Did you drive away in the car? Keita?
Who, me? No, I was on my bike.
Right, but you do have a car, right?
That's correct.
Right, now, when you drove, I mean, when you rode away in the bike, everybody's like, okay, dang, she killing it on the bike, but you have a car. You just chose to ride your bike.
That's correct.
Now, we had the same partner there who called me once I got there, like, hey, come get me. I'm like, come get you? Where you at? I'm in Glen Park. Motherfucker, I just drove from Indianapolis. Now, you mean to tell me you couldn't get from Glen Park there and I drove all the way from Indianapolis? Come on, man. You should have beat me there. But you actually sat there, waited around, calling people, like, you know, asking, was I there? And the crazy part is that you didn't even call my phone. You called somebody else's phone and asked, was I there? And they like, well, here, he wants you. You know, and I, hello? Hey, man, come get me. Come get you? No, I'm not coming to get you.
Uh-huh.
You see, and kind of like on a similar note, like, you know, I work with a young lady who lives very close to the job and feels like, you know, I don't know if she thinks she's too good or whatever, but won't walk to work. Well, I used to live a little bit further than where she lives now, you know, and I walk to work and home in the dead of winter. So I don't understand the concept of her feeling like I need a ride. So, you know, and we got into it one day. Well, not into it, but we got into a discussion because, you know, somebody was there to pick her up, but, you know, she couldn't leave yet. And she was all, you know, my ride is here, okay, but the other shifts hadn't come in yet. So it's like, okay, well, I'm sorry, but you just don't have to miss your ride today because there's no one else here. You know, so it's kind of like, I can explain to her, okay, I did this and I did that, but she don't give a fuck because I'm not her and she's not me. You know what I'm saying? So some people have their own way of seeing things, and no matter how much sense you try to make to them, they don't want to hear it. They feel the way they feel about it.
Interesting.
I wonder
with that lady, I wonder if when she was, because I'm telling you, a lot of stuff that we do is learn behavior. Because I wonder if when she was coming up, did she get a ride everywhere?
Right, you see, and maybe she feels, you know, like she's, like I said, maybe she don't feel like she should have to walk or whatever.
Exactly.
I mean, I personally do not understand that concept, because if I got to work and I got
to
I'm going to get there the best way I can. And if that means I got to walk, if that means I got to crawl on my knees to get where I got to go to provide for my family, then that's what the fuck I'm going to do. So I don't understand that, you know, I don't have to walk or I shouldn't have to walk. That's a 8-minute walk at most. You know what I'm saying? So you bitching and moaning because your ride is here and they just surprised you with a ride. Okay, but you're not done working yet. So either your ride will wait for you, or you can catch another ride, or you can walk that 8-minute walk. Like, I don't understand. And I live, you know, 25 minutes away from work right now. If I have to, I'll get the fuck on the bus and go to work. I don't have a problem with that. I don't understand that. And it really baffled me how she was even really complaining about wanting or needing a ride. I'm like, well, I used to live even further than that, and I walked in the dead of winter, you know what I'm saying, boots on my feet, shoes in my bag. So I don't understand. I don't get it. It's unfathomable to me. But I'm the type of person that, exactly, you know, you got type of people that feel like they should be treated a certain way, and then you got the type of people that's like, hell, I got to get to where I got to go, or I got to have what I got to have for me and mine by any means necessary.
Okay. Well, I mean, like I said, we to each his own, and I mean, I understand what you're saying, because, like, I got a partner the same way. He asked me, he say, well, and it takes me anywhere from, I mean, on a good day, I can get to work in 20 minutes. That's on a good day. So now if I get caught with some traffic or accident, I'm looking at 30 minutes or something like that at least. He worked 15 minutes away, and he said he couldn't do it. He said that's too far. You know, and I'm sitting there looking at him like, okay, well, I work like 20 minutes away every day. You know, and like
and
I said, that
day I had a boyfriend. We're not together anymore. I had a boyfriend. We lived on the bus line, and this motherfucker would not take the bus, and therefore would not work, and therefore
I ain't catching no bus. I'm sorry. I ain't catching no bus.
Okay, that's you, but you do what you got to do for yours. This is the type of person who wouldn't. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying if that he wouldn't walk, he wouldn't take the bus, he wanted to get a ride, he wanted to take a cab. I'm not going to pay for you to take no fucking cab 10 minutes up the road when you got 2 working feet and you're an able-bodied man. Are you fucking crazy? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm not going
to. That's why I'm not with that man anymore. So, you know.
I'm not going to ask you to pay for it, but I'm not. I rode buses too goddamn long in them damn projects. I ain't riding no more buses.
But the point is that you would do it. You have done it. This is a person who felt that they were too good to ever do it. You know what I mean? There's a difference.
Well, now. Then you got to ask, like, you know what? My daughter said something to me a couple of years back. My daughter, when I moved here, my daughter said, so what I'm going to do now? And I said, what do you mean, what are you going to do now? And she said, how I'm going to get to school? I said, you're going to catch the bus, I guess. And she said, she looked me dead in my face, and she said, when have I ever caught the bus? And I had to think about it. You know, I'm like, damn, I've been taking this girl to school since she was in kindergarten. And she was sophomore, junior in high school, I'm not sure which one. Sophomore, junior in high school, and she looked me in straight face like, what am I supposed to do now? And I mean, I thought about it like, damn, have I spoiled her that much that, you know, that she actually like, you know, the bus is beneath her? And she really had that mentality, like, shit.
And see, my thing is, you don't mind looking at me do it, but you feel like you're too good to do it, and I'm supposed to stay with you? So, see, I can't. That's the type of person I got to separate myself from.
Wow. Hey,
you don't mind watching me bust my ass, but you too good, and you the man in any relationship. I can't go any further with you.
Well, he did give you the quarters, right?
No.
He didn't give you the quarters?
No. Because I'm the one that's going to work. Where did he get the quarters from? If he gave me the quarters, it was quarters I gave to him. That he would leave.
Oh, shit. Well, liquor store like shit. And if you ain't got no feet, shit, you got two R's, you can push your wheelchair down the street, too.
Right.
If that's what I have to do to provide, then that's what the fuck I'm going to do. I mean, shit. Ain't no, I can't do this because I don't have a car.
Hold up. Not one day did he ever say, hey, don't look in my parents' pocket and get them quarters up out of there.
Man, I told you I'm not with that nigga.
I mean, I know you're not with him now. I know you're not with him now, but I'm just saying. At no point in time did he ever like, damn, well, hell, I got 50 cents on the dresser. Would that help?
Where did 50 cents come from? The 50 cents came from a dollar I gave you earlier. I mean, come on.
He had to have he had to have like a 12-inch dick.
No, he did not.
And he didn't have a big dick either.
None of that. You see what I'm saying? I don't understand the concept. I gotta separate myself from these kinds of people. I have a family to provide for. There's no way that I'm going to say I can't do this and I can't get there because I don't have a car, I don't have a bike, or I don't have fuck shit. I got 2 feet, I'm an able-bodied person. There should never be any reason why an able-bodied person don't do what they have to do until they can do better. You know what I'm saying? You do what you got to do until you can get there.
I understand that. How long were you and him together?
4 years.
Four years?
Wow.
Yeah, that boy had... That boy had a dick like a horse.
No, he didn't.
Wow. Well, you met his parents then, right?
I did meet his parents.
So was
I met his mother. I never met his father. Yes, I did meet his dad, huh?
Was he a spoiled child? Was he raised like that? Did they give him everything? What was his upbringing like?
His dad was well-to-do. He never married his mother. And she was a bitch, so I kind of understood, but I can't go any further in life with you.
You can't learn behavior. Wow.
And then, like, his dad was, you know, he never married his mother. He married another lady, had a whole family with her, and they never wanted, from what I could tell, they never wanted for anything, but, you know, he was never really... you know, brought up in that same way.
So now back to him. He had a tongue like an aardvark again, right?
No.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Hold on. This motherfucker ain't had no tongue action, no big dick, and you stayed with him for 4 years, and he wouldn't even give you a quarter to catch the bus.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly why I have the point of view that I have. You cannot teach a grown person how to be a grown person. You just have to separate yourself from that person.
Oh,
because
so
you
that
gotta
was your...
do what's better for you.
Okay, so that's what you thought you was going to do? You thought you was just like, well, fuck it, I'm to train him to be a better person?
No, I'm not going to train you, but if you watching me do it, then therefore you should know, okay, if my woman can get out here and bust her ass, there's no reason why I can't. You see what I'm saying?
Or maybe he could look at it. Well, maybe he looked at it like, if my woman out here busting her ass, there's no reason for me to do it.
That's why we're not together.
Okay, did he have a job when you get with him?
No, as a matter of fact, I was... I was going to work every day. He was out the window when I dropped my son off at the babysitter's.
And that's what it was, where it all started. You created that whole problem yourself.
Right. I also walked away from it once I realized, okay, you know what?
Because I'm glad you did it, though. But, yeah, sometimes as women, we create problems for ourselves because we will settle to have a nigga, and we know it's true, to have a nigga instead of getting exactly what we want. We could have standards and get exactly what we want. If I want a man with a job, I'm getting a man with a job. If he's supposed to have a car, he's going to have a car. I'm not going to settle because he walking and got good dick. No, no, no. No.
But what if there's
a lot of them out there. There's a lot of them out here who think they dick is worth gold. But you know how many niggas out there got good dick?
And females do the same thing. It's a lot of them. Well, hold on. You got the women out there who don't do shit because they feel like that what's between their legs is gonna get them everything that they want or need or whatever.
Now, let me say this. I seen a situation where I think I've asked this on the show before because it was just like, can you buy me a drink? Can you do this? Can you do that? You know, can you go bring me something to eat? Can you do this? Can you do that? And it's like, what the fuck are you doing? You know, and the motherfucker like, well, shit. Well, you want some of this pussy? Bitch, please. We're not 16 no more, pussy. Pussy is not that attractive to me no more. I mean, well, yeah, when you was a kid, when you first started getting it, yeah, you wanted it as much as possible. A lot of motherfuckers did whatever they had to do to get it. But come on, we well off in our 40s. I got grandkids now. You really think your pussy is something that I'm just going to be like, oh, Lord, I got to have that pussy. Girl, fuck you, your pussy, and whatever came up out of it. So, in other words, yes, I'm saying fuck your kids, too, because I'm not bad.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I mean, if you constantly, like, if you, I mean, 40 years old and you thinking that, I mean, 30, I'm going to say late 20s, 30s, 40s, and you thinking that, okay, motherfucker, I could throw this shit in the air, this is going to turn to sunshine? No. No. You might get a brisk cloudy day, but you're not getting sunshine anymore. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? I mean, well, so for you to walk around, and I mean, you got a lot of people. I know certain people who feel like, I mean, you know, nobody on the show. But I know people who have been on the show that feel like, okay, their whole life, they use their looks or their body. Right. And it's like, okay, motherfucker, you done had these babies now. You don't look like you ain't got that hourglass figure no more. But you still want to walk around here like you do. No, bitch, you don't. You don't. You ain't got it no more. Now you trying to compete with these little. You trying to compete with these little young motherfuckers.
Oh, man.
Your day in the sun is gone. Look here. I tell a motherfucker like this. Keita, you my witness. You was out there in the projects. I had a ball out in the projects. I acted a complete and utter fool, especially when I was the maintenance man.
He was the maintenance man. He did the plumbing.
Damn right. I laid the pipe. But now that I'm older, I can't. I mean, I'm not that man no more. I couldn't be that man even if I wanted to be, you know, because. And I'm going to tell you, and being around the maintenance men taught me something. It taught me this. Your day, when that day comes, when your day, when that sun starts to set, just ride off into the sunset. Because there's nothing worse. There's nothing worse than an old man still trying to be young. There's nothing worse than
that's
an old
how you end up with
still
sugar
trying
daddy.
To be young.
Uh-huh.
Right?
And
right,
that's how you
tricked.
End up with the old thoughts.
Right. This bitch talking about some motherfucker driving like it's hot. Bitch, you can't even get back up. Somebody, you gonna drive it like it's hot. I'm gonna drive it like it's hot. Then you got your daughter outfit on. Really? You got
oh,
your
man.
Daughter's outfit on.
They be
you
having matching outfits nowadays though, don't they?
Yeah. You stretching your daughter's shirt out because that damn belly and you know your daughter over there looking all cute and y'all looking like before and after. You know what I'm saying? It's a horrible sight. You know, and like I said, back in the day, I go to the club. You know, I'm a young motherfucker. I'm in there doing my thing, and I see. And I used to look and see, like, damn, man, this motherfucker look like he's about 40 years old. What are you doing in the club with us? He need to be down at the elbow room. You know what I'm saying? But, nah, he want to be in effect. What the fuck are you doing in effect with a damn blazer on? Everybody else got jerseys and Jordans on, and you got a blazer and some Stacey Adams on. Come on, man. Get your
sugar
old ass
daddy.
Up out of here. Exactly. You know, and I think that I look good for my age. I truly believe I do, but I know my age.
You still look
I
the
know
same.
My age.
What do you mean?
I mean, but I know my age. I know my age. I know that. I know if okay. I do maintenance work now. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, 20 years ago, yes. If I walk through your house,
mm-hmm.
yes, I'm coming in with dun 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 dun. Now,
ass on the chest.
Right. You know, I'm coming in like, shit, what's the problem? All right, you have a nice day. You know, because it's like that time is over, you know, and I got a guy that works with me. Shouts out to my boy. Oh, the women go crazy for him. They go crazy for him, you know. Young guy, you know, and it's his time. It's his time to do that, you know. You got a couple of people like, oh man, goddamn, he trying to fuck everybody. Well, he young. That's what he's supposed to do. Well, I ain't gonna say he's supposed to fuck everybody because you know he's not. But you know he's supposed to have his fun. He's single, no kids. He young. Shit, he's supposed to be out there having his fun. You know, I'd be a damn fool trying to keep up with him. You know, just like a lot of them looked at real stupid trying to keep up with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these motherfuckers look like some damn. We go to the club. These motherfuckers, you know, hey man, what's up with her girl? They like, man, tell that old motherfucker get his ass on. I'm gonna talk to his old ass. Now, only way he get any attention is what he got to do. Be the sugar daddy. He got to go buy the drink. He got to do this. And I ain't going
to
lie.
And that be to the little cute girl who used her looks and her pussy to get a guy. And then she get old and have to be a cougar because don't nobody want her ran down ass. So now she buying her some young dick.
Exactly. And I told myself in my early 20s, I'm not going to be that guy. I refuse to be him. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, I believe that I still stump with big dogs when I want to, but shit, fuck all that shit. That stumping gonna cause some shit. Like, shit, I can't, man. I can't do that shit like I used to. Shit, I'll be honest with you, I can't even drink like I used to. Motherfucker,
what?
That motherfucker. Nah,
what?
I can't. I mean, shit.
Good
I mean, you, right.
You
gotta
start
you know,
exercising. Hey, you need your stamina.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Hey, when I'm looking in the mirror like, oh, God, what the fuck just happened? What did I drink? Motherfucker, you only had three shots. Three shots? Good Lord, I feel like I'm having a heart attack and I only had three shots. God damn. Where you know back in the day, and Keita, you know back in the day, shit, we sit out there on that motherfucking basketball court, shit.
All
we
day.
Run through fifths like it was nothing. You know? But, I mean, yeah, right. You just got to know your age. You got to know your age. You got to know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? And Keita, and I got to say something to you. You know, I remember you, you know, back in the day. And uh-huh. I used to always be like, "Whoa, shit, wow." You know what I'm saying? And I love the person you turned out to be. You know?
And you know what? That is so funny because everybody always thought I was wild. And
I mean,
never been wild. And I was guilty by association. And
right.
Even at one point, my grandfather even came to me. He thought that I was stripping at one point. And I'm like, come on now.
Wait a minute.
Like,
hold on. You wasn't?
Hell no.
So you really don't think? Now, hold on. I've been wanting to ask you this for a long time now.
Okay.
You wasn't stripping? Seriously.
No,
now,
I wasn't stripping. Hell fuck no. I was not a stripper. But majority of the people that I hung with were strippers. So that's how I got caught up in that little situation that I was a stripper. I have never, ever been a stripper, ever.
I honestly thought you was. I'm glad to clear that up because I honestly thought
no.
you was.
But didn't I just get you saying that earlier, birds of guilty by association? That's the same thing.
Yeah, but you know what? I didn't even mind that they even did it because, I mean, a hustle is a hustle. Mm-hmm. I don't have nothing against strippers. I just never done it myself, mm-hmm. but people always said that I did. The people who was strippers that was around me, most of them was my family. I mean, but we had a dance group. I danced with them then, a hip-hop dance group. So people just straight associated me with that. And because they saw majority of our dance group out there doing exotic dancing, they figured that I did it as well, and I didn't. Even though I know how to move like that, I didn't. For one, I was with Lamont at the time, and Lamont wasn't going for that bullshit. So,
See, you ain't got to put my boy name out there. You ain't got to put my boy name out there.
I mean, I said Lamont. They don't know who I'm talking about. It could be any Lamont. And matter of fact, it was two Keitas out there and two Lamont dating at the same time, so they don't know who we are.
I know who you're talking about, though.
Right, I know. But it's cool, go ahead.
That's crazy because I honestly, and that's what made me just say what I said about you, because I was like, damn, she went from stripping to doing this poetry thing, you know. I really thought that you,
what
I ain't going to say
no
name.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you, like, okay, she got off the pole. She made it off the pole, you know.
I never danced though. Hip hop, jazz, ballet, but I knew
you know, some of your friends that I didn't threw some dollars
and
in.
They got it in and they made money and I'm never holding nothing against them. They got it in, they got their money. Hell, some of them still do it today, some of them don't. I mean,
I'm not paying
their bills, so I ain't got no complaints.
And the funny part about that is that I remember one specific time that I went and I seen like two of your friends, and the first thing that went to my head is that, oh, Keita must not be working tonight.
Keita never worked.
I'm not bullshitting. Well, even though you wasn't a stripper, I still like the way you came up. I like the way how you took your life and you focused it on something that was really creative and positive. So I'm still proud of you anyway.
I truly appreciate it.
And I apologize for thinking you was out there shaking your booty.
You don't even have
really
to apologize
did.
Because I'm, like, not even offended about it at all. Because the ones who did, I mean, well, one of them, and you know who I'm talking about. And to this day, I mean, she's still the same damn way. I mean, she gets it the fuck in, and she don't give a fuck, and she don't give a fuck about who gives a fuck. So, I mean, I tip my hat off to her because she's a better woman than I am. But, I mean, it is what it is. I'm not offended by the profession.
Okay. Some, you know,
I mean, I know like that I stripper said. Have a bad name because you hear about these strippers that do these tricks and sell their body and get strung out on drugs. You hear those stories, but I never experienced those stories with none of mine. Now, we got one that's wild and said, I mean, I won't say that she even wild. She just do her. And, I mean, I can't be mad. That's what she do.
Right. And I, like I said, it was just like, and I mean, I honestly, and I can't say, no, I never seen you. Like I said, I seen two of your friends that one night, and the first thing that went through my mind is that, oh,
that I was off work. Huh?
Yeah, she must ain't working tonight. Well, where she at? You know, what she doing? And I'm not going to even lie. I'm like, Lamont probably just beat that ass. Lamont done caught him doing some shit. I mean, I did. I honestly did. And I mean,
no.
Shit.
I didn't take ass whoopings either. My father never whooped me a day in his life, so I'm damn sure ain't going to take an ass whooping from no man. I fight back. But no, I've never been like that. What I did do, though, is I'm certified in computers, and I'm also degreed in business management, and also I have my technical certificate in marketing plus my poetry. I does this. I'm a good girl. I'm just a badass woman. I'm just a badass woman.
You know what?
With that being said right there, I'm on my way to work. I'm actually driving, so I'm going to do this poem for y'all, and then I'm going to get on up out the way.
Okay, go ahead. Drop it.
And you know what? Me doing this erotic poetry, I do erotic poetry, ladies, and me doing this erotic poetry probably don't help the concept that they thought that I was a stripper, but it is what it is. I go by the name of Zena Clay, and the name of the poem I'm going to do for you all is called Liquid Addiction. Liquid addiction at its finest. I swallowed him like he was straight from the tap. My mouth runneth over. You would have thought I was a cobra. Mouth wide open, devouring and snapping on my prey as he lay underneath the heat of my oral, making him boil. Sweat glistening across his brow. Save some for later when I want it right now. Temperature's already past scalding, but in some cities that's allowed, and tea bagging is not your normal cup of tea, but someone's chosen sex style. Liquid addiction at its finest. His tongue lashed like a leather strap, leaving wet whips across my back. The nape of my neck tingled from the beating I was receiving. He was a freak. Who was I deceiving? So I flipped him over with a weapon of my own, and just like the sand, I gave that dog a bone with deep thrust and vibrations. Let me slow this down for greater concentration. The conversation was mellow. Sweet talks of...
Hello?
Oh, let's go. Yeah, keep it going.
As my toes curled, I could feel my nails digging into my own flesh. What? Ladies, y'all on this line, y'all telling me y'all never had to hold y'all hands so tight because your man was giving it to you, right? Have y'all ever experienced that? Okay, well, maybe I'm the only one that came like that. So let me come then. My mind was like a kaleidoscope. Everything was blurred together. I came so hard it stormed. Yes, I affect the weather. I pour down on him like a tropical storm and my own heat because I bring my own warmth. And that's what his lips started. He was with him. And I'm D. Nicolay. Thank you.
Okay, now you broke up towards the end, but you have my dick hard all the way through that. You broke up towards the end, but my dick was hard all the way through that.
That's my job.
Hey, you know what? Like I said, we're going through a little reprogramming on the site, CNCityRadioShow.com. But I'll let you know when it's all up together, and we're going to get that back. We're going to get all that stuff on there. Huh, this has been a very interesting show. All right, ladies, I love the creative juices. I love the different opinions, but I still think at the end we all were saying the same thing. These hoes ain't loyal. Shit. Whether they male or female, they gonna be who they gonna be. All right, well, you know what? We're gonna get up out of here. Look, so you got any last words for us?
Yeah, I enjoyed myself very much. I will be back tomorrow night.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up, Jane. Any last words?
Yes, I enjoyed the show. I loved the poem. It was very good. I'll be on here on time tomorrow. You know, time just passes me by sometimes. I don't know. I think time waits for me.
No, it don't. No, the fuck it don't. No, the fuck it don't. That bitch. All right, y'all. We'll get up out of here. Shout out to my girl. Hey, I got to say, shout out to my girl, Slick Mick. Mick, if you need me, you better holler at me, because whoever this motherfucker is, we can get rid of him real quick. You know what I'm saying? So if you need me, holler at your boy. You know what I'm saying? We handle that, whoever the fuck this old bum-ass nigga is. All right, check it out. Thank everybody for calling in. Thank everybody for listening via internet. We back here tomorrow doing the same thing. Same bad time, same bad channel. Peace out.